Good morning. A deepening storm off over the Canadian Maritimes is drawing in colder air from southern Canada. That cold air, flowing over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes, producing lake-effect snow showers and some heavier squalls in the Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, and also parts of the I-88 corridor, where a couple of inches of snow could fall today. And lake-effect favored areas could see as much as 5 inches of snow out toward Utica. The rest of the area today, just breezy and cold, with in-and-out sunshine and flurries and snow showers. High temperatures throughout the region will be in the lower to middle 20s. An Alberta Clipper currently out near Chicago will shear off to our south, bringing a few snow flurries and snow showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and very cold, with lows between 0 and 10 above and even below 0 in the mountains. This will set us up for a mainly dry day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds, still on the colder side of average in the lower to middle 20s. Another disturbance will head through our area late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. This one could dust the ground with some snow up to an inch or two in spots for the Wednesday morning commute. And then in the afternoon hours on Wednesday, we'll go back to some sunshine with highs in the lower 30s. Thursday will be quiet with high pressure in control. Sunshine will give way to clouds and highs will be in the upper 20s. Things could get interesting by the latter stages of the week, as at least one computer model suggesting that two storms will merge and form a deeper system off the eastern seaboard, bringing us wind and snow. Other computer models saying these two storms will not phase together and only leave us with a few snow showers on Friday. Either way, it looks like highs will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and we'll dry it out behind the system for the weekend with lots of sunshine and highs in the lower to middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow advisories and warnings are still in effect downwind of Lakes Michigan, Erie, and Ontario, as gusty winds blowing cold air over the warmer waters of the lakes continue to produce some lake effect snow bands. Additional snowfall of 6 to 12 inches possible in the snow belts, with considerable blowing and drifting of the snow. And a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of the Midwest through Chicago to the southern Great Lakes, including Detroit, and into the upper Ohio Valley toward Pittsburgh. An Alberta Clipper will move through the region, dropping a coating of about 2 to 4 inches of snow on most locations, with as much as 7 inches across parts of the higher terrain in the northern Appalachians. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Joa Haven Airport in Canada at 12 p.m. Eastern Time back on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Port Alexander Seaplane Base in Alaska at 8:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 6 below 0, with a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 49 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 20 degrees, the dew point 10, 65% relative humidity, a west breeze at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Edinburg, Texas, to a low of 13 below zero at Grayling, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, lower 30s. Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 29 degrees, the low 15. The average temperature, 22, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still just a trace for the month, which is 1.4 inches below normal, and 19.6 inches of snow for the season, which is 15.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 43 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 132, that's 7 above normal, and 3,608 for the season, which is 368 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15, the record high, 61, set in 1991, and the record low, 13 below zero, in 1978. Sunrise this morning at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:13 p.m., 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the teens and lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near zero, as low as 10 below, though, in the mountains. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and some heavier squalls today. Localized areas could see up to 5 inches of snow with highs in the lower 20s. More snow showers tonight, another 2 inches possible, lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, cold in the lower to mid-20s, some snow showers late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine Wednesday afternoon in the lower 30s, sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, upper 20s, chance of snow and wind on Friday in the lower 30s, and mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday in the lower to middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.